And so instead of a meditation, I would like to offer a prayer of gratitude. Gratitude that we are able to break bread with each other for lunch. Gratitude to the servers that have prepared the meal for us to enjoy. Gratitude to Mother Gaia, who has given up her resources for us to replenish and nourish our bodies. Gratitude to the guides who have been sharing their wisdom and their heart and their passion of this ancient land with us. Gratitude to all of us being able to come together and create coherence in this group. Gratitude for the weather we are enjoying today. These are just some of the multitude of things that we have to be grateful for today. And the final gratitude is deepest gratitude to Kryon for bringing us these messages of empowerment at this time of the great shift.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a land of discovery. Indeed, the more you hear from those who are experts who have studied for years to tell you about this land, the more impressed, hopefully, that you are. But not only what has been discovered, but what lays beneath the sand for future discovery. This is a short little meditation and channeling, which I will call Discovery of Self. And we're going to do a number of channels regarding this. And so we start simple. We start with the story or the parable, if you want to call it that, an allegory of a man named Wo. And we use this constantly as an example, always metaphoric for a truism, for a truth. Wo is not a man or a woman, even though I identified him as a man, because there is no in-between in humanity. So we will call him a Wo man. He can be either gender. You choose. Wo is in a mysterious place, mysterious to you, but not to him. He's grown up where everyone has to walk through sand. There's about a meter of it everywhere you go. Now, this is Wo's normal, absolutely his normal. He grew up with this. He was born with it. His mother and father, his grandfathers, they all had to slog through sand anywhere they went. And they got used to it. It was difficult. They couldn't go very fast. But this was the norm of Wo. He went to his sand church, where they slogged through sand and they talked about the Creator who created them and the sand. He did all the things that you might think in any culture you do. He went to the sand store for groceries, all the things. There were sand complainers. There were sand people that he loved to be with, but it was a world of sand. Everything rotated around sand. And as the story goes, he met a group of people. He started with one who invited him to see others, and they were very odd, these people. You see, he observed that the sand retreated from them everywhere they walked. It was so strange, he really didn't want to associate with them. Not much. But he couldn't help seeing who they were and what they could do. And what he observed the most was that they were happy. They were happier than he was because they didn't have the sand to slog through. But it was so unusual because it was not normal. It wasn't right. Something was wrong. Indeed, he went to his spiritual advisors who warned him, don't go near them. You see what they're doing? They're using magic. And magic is evil. You don't want to associate with those people. Now here's where we stop. And just for a moment, identify the metaphor as though you didn't already get it. The sand is consciousness. And in this story, a consciousness is low. It's hard to go through. This is a consciousness this planet has experienced forever, for eons, since the beginning of humanity, you might say, or since the recorded history, you might say. There is a saying that history repeats itself. And you can see that because after every war, there's another war. There's a moment of rest and another war. What you study, even in the ancient times, are warring. One wants the resources of another, so there's a war. And you see who is involved and what they do and the names of the conquerors, and you see what they have done. But you may be oppressed or not with the fact that it never ends. There's always war. That is a low consciousness planet, slogging through the sands where they cannot be free of this and so many other things that identify them as humans. You might even call it human nature. Here's what we've taught for 32 years. There's coming a time when that human nature will change. There's coming a time when this planet will look at itself and decide it will not have another war. Dear ones, you are on the cusp of that, if you haven't seen it yet. On the cusp of that. And maybe it took one for you to see the reaction of the others. Woe stands there and has seen others with a higher consciousness, because the sand of low energy retreats from all of them wherever they walk. He has been warned that they are not correct, they're not accurate, and it could not be from God. And yet he is attracted to it. This is the premise we have given for 30 years, that God, God of love, loves you so much that along the way he'll give you opportunities to look. She will give you opportunities to look, almost like, made you look. Almost like a joke, made you look. And you have that free choice to look or not, to believe those around you or not. When you see something so unusual, filled with love or joy, or that is so different, it's attractive. And that's where we stop the parable. Because the next one will tell you what happened when woe looked. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.